Welcome to the Hook College Athletics Orange and Blue Podcast, episode two this summer. And hard to believe time flies, but the fourth season of us and me bringing conversations of hope, where we talk to Hope College student athletes and coaches and staff, and share their stories and their time here at Hope College. And we have another exceptional representative of our three pillars at Hope Athletics of academic success, competitive excellence, and transformational experience with senior Dylan Clem of the Hope College football team. Welcome to the Orange and Blue Podcast, Dylan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, Dylan, there's a lot of different points that I've been thinking about as I've been pondering, you know, this conversation with you. And obviously, offensive linemen, I find, are always fascinating to speak with. I mean, Jason Kelce is just one example, the latest. But just in terms of, so it's always fun. I had a good friend that I worked with many years ago that was an offensive lineman as well. So I guess maybe I'll start there. Have you always been an offensive lineman? Is that kind of as you picked up football, or what do you think makes you offensive linemen so unique people?
Well, I was blessed to be, let's say, a Husky child when I was younger. So I only played 1 year of flag football, actually, which wasn't normal. I played my first year of Rocket as a third grader because I already had like the tape on my helmet for kids who couldn't touch the football, basically. So I played Rocket football third grade, first year in like the minors league. And then I actually played in like the larger league in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade because, once again, I already had that tape on my helmet. So I was probably, I can't even give you a weight because I was so young, but I was one of the bigger kids out there, even though I was younger. And then I would say when I was in eighth grade, I slimmed down a lot. I grew probably like 6 inches. I was probably 6'2" in eighth grade. And I was around 200 pounds, maybe 190. And so I actually played tight end my eighth grade. And then I got pulled up to varsity as a freshman and was a tight end my freshman year, which is my funny story because every O lineman you ever meet thinks that they're the best athlete on the field.
Oh, of course. You know,
have the best hands, have the best footwork. And then my sophomore year, we had a ton of O-linemen graduate. So I got put to right tackle. I was a little smaller, a little skinnier because I had been a tight end before. But I gained some weight that year. And then ever since then, junior and senior year, I was a center. And then obviously my time at Hope, I've been a lineman. But I don't know. It's weird because nobody really, I would say, like, wants to play O-line when they're a young kid. Everyone wants to touch the football. Everyone wants to be quarterback. Everyone wants to run the ball. And I had that glimpse of that my eighth grade year and freshman year. But, ever since I've been an O-lineman, I've loved it. And I don't know. I mean, it's hard, I guess, sometimes. But most of the time it's rewarding to be able to look up and be like, us five guys, like, we did that, you know, like we controlled the game. We did that. Even though you don't really get the, oh, we scored a touchdown or we had this many rushing yards. It's like, you can kind of look around on your little brotherhood five guys out there on the field and, you know, feel that. But yeah.
Well, especially, I mean, that adds another thing is that you have to work together, and you could be the greatest offensive lineman in the world, but if the guy either to your left or right is struggling, or, you know, even it just that physicality and all the things that go in with it. I mean, it doesn't matter how good you are because you really truly have to work together as a unit.
Yeah. I mean, football in general, I mean, both sides of the ball, the most cliche football saying ever is like every offensive play is supposed to score a touchdown and every defensive play is supposed to stop a touchdown. I think one thing that Luke and I, who we're both captains, Luke Marsh on the football team, is, we've really tried to decrease that 11 down to 5. Us 5 O linemen. What's the percentage of the plays we're going to go 5 for 5? And that was our biggest jump from our 6 and 4 year to our 8 and 2 year last year, was our percentage of going 5 for 5 up front skyrocketed, and that led to more rushing yards, less sacks, and we really decreased that 11 guy offense to just us five and focusing on what we can do.
Just say an exceptional season for the team. 8-2 was right on the verge of possibly getting a large berth to the playoffs. And then also individually accolades for you as an All-American from D3Football.com, as well as College Sports Communicators Academic All-American. When you look at in the bigger picture with being an offensive lineman, how has that shaped you as a person now and as a student? Is that translated any way to help you? I mean, you're, you know, studying civil engineer, and we're going to go in a little bit about your, you know, more on your academic accolades as well. How has being an old lineman and playing football helped you thrive in the classroom too?
Honestly, it's been the, you know, we keep bringing up team aspect of it, but when I got back from Christmas break, I obviously had received these accolades and stuff, and I just pulled all my alignment together, and I was like, guys, like, I may have gotten this award, but it was all of us. It was all of us, that mindset of going 5 for 5 of, like, if all 5 linemen don't do their job, no one lineman can shine, you know, and that's just how it is. And I think that's just been the biggest maturity as I've been in my time at Hope. I feel like our 8-2 year, my sophomore year, is a lot of individual accolades, individual, I'm going to go do this. And you know what? That worked for us. And that's another thing that I've learned about football is there is no secret sauce. You know, every team is different. Every team is going to interact differently. And my sophomore year, we went 8-2. We were very individualized. There was no drama at all. We just handled business and we won and we played football games and we won. And then my junior year, all camp, we were super close, very different from the year before. We ended up having drama that year. We went 6-4. And then last year, I would say it was very similar to my junior year, where we were super close and it ended up working out for us. So, I mean, relating that to the classroom, it's just the one thing I learned is you can never ask for too much help. Especially in engineering, especially in, I'm down here in Virginia right now with an internship, and every day I feel like I'm annoying, but I want to ask questions. I want to learn. I want to ask the people who knows things so that I can learn and expand my knowledge for engineering. But especially in the classroom, I really found a family in engineering where I could sit around and study for 3-4 hours and really dive into what we were learning and make it fun. Cole Harger, who had just graduated this past year, he was a center on the team. You know, he was my study buddy. We'd have practice till about 7:15, and then we'd go grab dinner, and then we'd go do homework in the library. We had our spot, and we'd be there till about 11 o'clock. I think that's the biggest thing, is just you can do more stuff in a team, you know?
Yeah.
Individualized stuff, you're not going to get it done as quickly. Is if you can bring people together and pass off tasks and do things together, then you really get stuff done.
Tell us about that internship. Who are you interning with, and kind of what is your role as you're learning this summer?
So I started looking in the DC area when my girlfriend accepted a job down here. She's working down in DC starting July 13th, so very excited for her to get that started and, you know, start her working world. I get 6 more months of fun before I do that. Yeah. But so I started looking down here, and, you know, it was a little scary, just moved to an entirely new place. Living in a studio apartment right now. It's about 300 square feet. I can show you the kitchen and the bathroom at the same time. But it's been a great experience. I mean, I took that leap of faith to come down here, spend the money on rent to basically for knowledge and a little bit of money. But the first 4 weeks have been great. A lot of what Hope taught me in the engineering program has correlated, along with just the ability to work hard. And that comes in the classroom and the football field and just honestly campus in general. I mean, that's just why I love Hope. Everyone has that mission to want to succeed, to want to work hard, to want to do all those things. And, you know, I've really felt the presence of Hope in my life around here. I mean, I found a church down here, and it just feels like Hope. You know what I mean? It just has that Hope feeling. and it felt a little bit like home. And so I've been there the past couple weekends, and I'm loving that. And yeah, so I'm happy I took this leap of faith. Hoping it works out for me and get a job at the end of this that I can start when football's all over. But yeah, it's a lot hotter down here, I can tell you that.
Is engineering always been something that you've been wanting to study, or is that something you, when you came to Hope, you discovered?
Oh yeah. So I think every engineer in the world might say this one liner, but it started when I was playing Legos.
Okay.
From a little age. I had a ton of Legos that I was gifted, I think from like a family friend. And I would always just sit in my room and, you know, try to build these mass structures that my mom would make me clean up at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, I was always pretty good at math, science. I never really liked writing and, you know, English and grammar and all that stuff. And so I knew I wanted to do something with math. And then someone who actually went to Hope came back to my high school. He was a teacher at my high school, and he had said that the Hope engineering program was growing and I should look into it. So that was actually my start, and I hadn't even been getting recruited by Hope at this point. This is like my sophomore, junior year of high school. And so I looked at the engineering program, and Hope was when it started, and I was like, yeah, I want to do I think engineering is what I want to do. And so I, you know, this was going into my senior year now, and I'm going to all these football camps, and I'm telling these coaches, like, I want to be an engineer. And it's crazy to say this, but a lot of the coaches were like, no, like, you can't play football and be an engineer. Like, it's just too much time. You're going to get done with practice, and you're not going to have too much enough time to do your homework. We don't want you to fail. And I was like, well, that's interesting, because I like, that doesn't really make me want to come here, because, you know, football's only 5 years of my life. I want to find something that I love. And so, you know, a lot of those schools, I can't cross right off my list. And when I came to Hope, the first thing I think Sturgeon said was, all right, let me get you with a football player who's an engineer. I think he showed me Dan Romano, who is probably the smartest person I know. But
yeah, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah.
And ever since then, I mean, I was just like, Hope's been that place where I felt like I could do it all. You know, Sturzma and all of our coaches really gave us that chance to succeed and gave us that chance to feel like we can do whatever we want. So I actually showed up to Hope, and the coolest thing about the Hope engineering program was that their intro class takes you through all different types of engineering. So like 2 weeks, you'll do civil. 2 weeks, you'll do mechanical. 2 weeks, you'll build circuits and do electrical. And then I really loved the bridge section of the civil. And then we got to make concrete and crush it. So I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. And so I stuck with civil, and I've loved it ever since. Last summer, I did a civil internship. So it's weird. So you get like a civil degree, and then there's two branches you can go from there. You can do actual civil, which is like below the ground, that's like piping and water and stuff. And then what I'm doing this summer is structural, which is, you know, building skyscrapers, stuff above the ground. Okay. And I'm liking this summer a lot more. So I think I'll probably stick with the structural side of things. That'll mean I'll have to probably go get a master's somewhere and stuff like that. But Hope's civil program definitely set me up for success, and I'm liking it so far.
What have you learned about, as you dove into this, about balancing that, doing everything that you want to do and getting it done? I mean, that's part of the challenge of college, whether you're an athlete or not, but then you throw the athlete responsibilities on that. What have you learned to kind of find a way to accomplish all that you want to accomplish in a, you know, obviously time is not finite. So, or not infinite, excuse me. So what have been some things you've learned that maybe been your secret sauce for being able to pursue an engineering career as well as being a student athlete?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's doing the things that you don't want to do. The high school is a little difficult because I feel like there's more, I don't know, as a young adult, you're under 18, your parents are still making you do things. But when you go to college, it's like you're dropped off, you're an adult, everything's on your own. If you don't want to play football, you don't have to go to lifting at 4:30 in the morning. You can just quit. And I think that's the biggest maturity from high school to college to real life. And that's, I think, why that college portion of your life is so important, because you really learn to do hard things on your own. And like, I, 3 years, I did not want to get up at 4:30, 4 days a week in the coldness of January, February, March, where I'm up at 4:45 scraping off my car just to go get yelled at by Margaret's, our strength coach, for an hour and a half, and come back sore and then go to class. But I honestly, like, the life I'm living now is easy compared to that. I mean, I get up at 6:15 now. I go lift, I get my lift in, and then I go to work. I'm like, show up at work by 8:30, 8:45. I'm still learning a lot at work, but like the lifestyle is like, now someone's coming to me like, hey, I need you to get this done by the end of the week. And it's like, oh, I can get this done in 2 days. I just think the football aspect and the learning aspect of Hope in general, and really a lot of colleges, but Hope in general is just, has taught us all how to work hard, get our work done, do things we don't want to do. Cause you'd be surprised how many people out there don't have that, you know, that drive to just, I don't want to do that, I'm not going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I know you've been blessed with a supportive family too. I know I've met your mom in particular, very active in helping with the Hope Football Parents Group. Just talk about family growing up in Stevensville, and kind of, I'm sure that's been something that shaped you as well, that got you prepared for the opportunity that you found at Hope.
So grew up in Stevensville, Michigan, very big football town, very big athletic town in general. So yeah, I have healthy mom, healthy dad, doing good. Three older sisters. Two of them are pregnant right now, so that's exciting for the family. First grandchildren for my parents.
Oh, that's awesome.
Basically, my child, I grew up on weekends at the softball field, at the soccer field, watching my sisters play sports. A lot of my time, my early high school years, was going all over the country watching my sister play at Northwestern. She was an All-American goalkeeper there. And basically the moral of the story is, like, I had huge shoes to fill. My three sisters were the light of my world. They were the motivation for me to succeed, to work hard. They won so many, like, district, regional, state championships at my high school. Like, they were basically women's sports in a general at my high school. In a gist of it all. And so when I was in my early high school years, I had seen my sister, like, win an All-American award. And at that point I was like, all right, I want to do that. Like, that's my goal. Like, I want to do that. And that sparked my want to be a college athlete. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so at my time at Lakeshore, it was good. I loved it. I would say I loved basketball more than football, unfortunately. I'm a basketball player at heart. We play some O-line pickup games on Fridays, and they can tell you, I ball out.
All right, that's good to know.
But, you know, I'm only 6'3", so I knew that, you know, my greatest chance for success would probably be to play football. And so I made that decision probably halfway through my junior year, and then the rest is history now. But yeah, Lakeshore, awesome, 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 awesome place. It's centered around sports. I'll say that, like, people really, like, buy into their sports teams. I mean, people show up. Our football attendance was down, but I mean, our baseball stands were packed. Our basketball stands were packed. But I just remember growing up and always going to the football games and it just being absolutely packed. I mean, the town would shut down for us, and it means a lot to grow up in a place like that, because you know, you can always go back and feel like you have, you know, that home. But yeah.
And now, you know, obviously Hope has been your home and you're coming back for one last season. As you've had your time and this summer, and I don't know, is it the thought much about, you know, the athletic career for you? This is, you know, your final season, and there's a lot of emotions, kind of an excitement and with that. Kind of, what's what's in the mind of, you know, someone, you know, with their last season ahead of them, kind of what's gone through your mind as you think about that and trying to make the most of it?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if I was going to do it last year. I think my sophomore and junior year, I was always telling myself that I'm going to play my fifth year. And so going through that senior year last year, being fortunate enough to have success individually and as a team, and then going through that decision process, it being a difficult one, to say the least, and then like sitting where I am now, I mean, I wake up, I go to the gym, and I don't know, I experienced the same type of feeling when I was a senior in high school because I didn't know whether – you know, is this my last time playing football or not? But I'm feeling that same type of feeling, like working out is easier. Doing those harder things is easier. Not that I'm not lifting less, not that I'm not working like less hard. It's just like, this is the last time I ever get to do this. This is the last time I get June 6th to work out in the summer for my final mm-hmm. season of football. And I'm really hoping the other seniors at Hope are feeling that same thing. I'm really trying to send texts and stuff just to motivate everybody, but I don't know. It's a bittersweet moment because I'm here, I'm in it. The decision was made a long time ago. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to roll. I wish I could play tomorrow.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, the best is yet to come for us. We'll see where it goes. I mean, it's still so unpredictable. We still don't know what's going to happen. That's the craziest thing about sports, but everything we want is sitting right in front of us. I mean, you saw Alma last year. The MIAA is like now making a mark. I mean, one team from the MIAA did that 2 years ago, we would have easily been in the playoffs this year. You know, I mean, now it's like our conference is starting to realize, okay, like this conference is pretty dang good. We need to let more than one team in. But obviously, goal is to win the conference, go undefeated. But we're all worried about game one, Loris. That's the mindset we had last year. We're going to keep going with that.
And I know, too, I wanted to close on this. One of the things I've done with this podcast is talk to the male and female recipients of the Be Strong, Be True Athlete Award. And Natalie Hammer from the women's soccer team was the women's recipient. And I know that award is given to the junior or senior, demonstrates the true essence of being a student athlete and embodies Division III motto of discover, develop, and dedicate. You got to have at least a 3.5 GPA and play a significant role on the team and involved with the Hope and Holland community. As you talk about, you know, messages to, you know, teammates and other seniors and even maybe someone listening to this who's either coming to Hope this fall or as a student athlete or thinking about coming to Hope, what would be your message to them about making the most of their Hope experience so that they can experience and grow as much as you have?
I'd say the biggest thing is appreciating the people that are there to support you. For me, my parents, from the day one have been at every game. I've been at a lot of practices even. My one sister flies from Florida to come to a couple games a year. My girlfriend comes to 3 or 4 games a year and is always there to support me and send me texts before the games. And even all the way down to the people who are right in there with me, like Sturzma. He's always there for me. He's always willing to do whatever he needs to make me happy. And like living into that, like it makes me proud to have received this award because like those people showed me the way. All those people who were there for me, that supported me, they made me into the person I am today. And that's just what Hope does. You can walk anywhere around campus, where from President Scogan at the top to anybody, like student workers who are in the library just helping you out. Hey, I need a marker for the whiteboard. Can you get me that? It's like, oh, well, I'm not a part of that department, but I can go get you one. It's just the everyday life of hope. That's what's amazing. And that's what's just really wholesome about this place.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Dylan. And stay cool this summer, the rest of your summer in Virginia. And we look forward to seeing you on the football field again soon. And that'll wrap up for the second episode here this summer in the Orange and Blue podcast. We'll be in another 2 weeks, have another conversation about Hope Athletics and this wonderful, wonderful place and the wonderful, wonderful people that join us. Thank you very much, Dylan. And again, we look forward to seeing you in the fall.
Thank you.